Welcome back to another episode of Life With Your Dog. My name's Panos, and today I'm going to be discussing another episode about what dogs have taught me. I spend most of my day teaching dogs and their people what they need to do, but it's really important as part of my, we'll call it philosophy, or my mission, is what are we learning from dogs? What is coming back to us? And how is it that dogs can make us better? So just as a recap, if you're new to listening to Life With Your Dog, that I'm quite passionate about what dogs can teach us. And every 20 or 30 episodes, I come up with a what dogs have taught me episode, just so we can put the mirror back onto us, because we become so obsessed and we kind of project ourselves onto our dogs to be like, do this and make sure you're doing that, and put your instinctive desires aside, because this is what's social and this is what's appropriate to what I'm saying and this is what is desirable to me. Well, as much as we need our dog teach our dogs how to live in our world, they are also teaching us how to be in the current moment. And if you think about it, the now, the moment, the present moment is the only thing that we have that is consistent all the time. The past and the future literally don't exist. They're only constructs of the mind, and I do believe that it is a very human way of living to be stuck in the present. I mean, so stuck in the past or stuck in the future, where we have to like align ourselves into the now. So even though dogs can remember things, and even though dogs may anticipate things, they are truly in the moment compared to how we could be in the moment. So I think there are lessons that our dogs, our beautiful animals, can teach us. So one of the lessons today is, and again, another way that I come up with different topics to discuss here, is that dogs for me isn't just the animal, the dog, but it's also now the dog training and the people that I connect with. And dogs as a whole have put me onto my journey of training dogs, which then means I have to teach people to train their dogs. And then what has that allowed me to learn? So the word discipline and the word patience is not an adjective. It doesn't describe what you are, but it is a verb, which means it's an action that you do. So what I mean by that is, a lot of people say, yeah, but see, I'm not disciplined and I don't have patience. And I just don't think those are the right words to say when it comes to describing yourself. What I mean by that is, it's not like the disciplined person wakes up and is on autopilot to go work out, eat right, get the responsibilities done, do your duties, get on with your day, even though you don't feel like doing it, all that stuff. It's Mike Tyson's quote. He says, discipline is doing what you hate as if you love it. So it is an action. It's a thing that you do. It's you wake up in the morning, and I assume most people want to stay in their warm, cozy bed when they wake up. But the disciplined person goes, no, I know what my duties are this morning, and I'm now going to perform those duties whether I like it or not. So it is a verb, an action, a doing word, rather than a way to describe yourself. Just like being patient. You may know people that are patient people, but I just think that they can do the action of patience more frequently and better than most people. And then we call them patient. But patience is something that you exercise in the moment. So one thing that I have learned over the years is, from many questions that I've asked people and from different forums that I'm part of, is like, what have dogs taught you? And number one, top of the list, is patience. Everyone says patience. Dogs have taught me patience. And I think it's because we do live in an instant gratification world, fast-paced societies. We want things yesterday, so go, 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 go. And one thing about training a dog, or any other psychological process, and physical process for that matter, is that it takes time for these things to take effect, to see the results, and to reap the fruits of your labor, so to speak. So in saying that, where is it in your world, when it comes to your dog training or just in general life, where you need to exercise more discipline or you need to exercise more patience? And I think patience and discipline, they come hand in hand together, because if you're disciplined towards a particular thing that you're trying to achieve, you need to have the patience. You need to exercise the patience for them to happen. And also, there are curveballs that occur, obstacles that come up along the way, whether it's physical training or whether it is training your dog. You could be doing really good training with your dog for 3 weeks, and you either may need to take a break because, maybe it's dead summer, in the middle of summer, really, really hot, and maybe you're not going to get as many training sessions with your dog than you would if it was cooler weather. Your dog may have an injury or some sort of health complication that you need to get over. Maybe you need to address certain things in your life and don't get the extra reps with your dog. So the discipline is knowing that these things have to be done. You try your best to push the envelope to make it happen. And if you can't get it today or tomorrow, then you're still on track day three. Where people that lack that disciplinary action is that they lose that momentum 2, 3, 4 days. And then they go, yeah, I was training my dog to do that, but I kind of fell off the wayside. Other things came up, like, you know, the Netflix series that just came out. And now I'm more distracted by that compared to doing your dog. That's why I refuse to watch Netflix series. I really do like a lot of them that I can see and they're on my list, but I just don't because I know that's 10 hours that I could be doing other things. And I do choose to watch maybe a very short sitcom that goes for 28 minutes and then that's my TV watching. I can go to bed. So you need to exercise some discipline as an action rather than a way of labeling yourself. And the reason why that's important is because, so where it came, like where this thought process triggered in, I had to have a client who's, he's a PT. So his job is to train people. And I'm sure PTs come up with the same obstacles that a dog trainer comes up with, where my goals are to lose weight, to gain the muscle, to X, Y, or Z, to perform better at a certain sport. But the discipline and the patience means you're training every day, you're eating correct, you have the right mind frame, and you're sticking towards it. You want to lose weight? Well, then this is the protocol that you're following. You got to have the disciplinary action to follow it and to have the patience to see that it's going to take months, maybe even up to a year to see proper long-term results. So for that to occur, we do need to embrace that as part of our mindset. So when I had this client and I saw in session two that there wasn't as much consistency as maybe I would have liked to see. And because of that, the results weren't there. And my response to him was, well, when you have a client and they're doing certain behaviors and then let's say that because he didn't complain, but let's just say, and they complained that the results weren't occurring, it's because of the work that you put in. If you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. So if you're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, we know that is the definition for insanity. And we don't want to be insane people. We want to be clear and precise. So my words to him were, if you're disciplined in all the other things you do, because you're successful, you've got a family, you know, there's all these things that are happening and you're disciplined in all those things, hence why you have them and you are successful financially, personally, and we've had discussions. So things are going well. But now that you know what discipline and proper patience can result in, once you know it, now you can't unknow it. So if you're disciplined in one area, in let's just say actual physical training, and then you're in a disciplined another area where I'm, you know, working multiple business streams and responsibility to friends, to my training, to my to all the other responsibilities, then adding a dog and then it's training means that now we just apply the same disciplinary actions towards this new thing. So the more you accumulate, the more things that you need to be disciplined to maintain. You want 3 yachts and 5 houses and 25 bank accounts and you want all these different things and a million friends. Well, that's cool. Everyone, well, I say a lot of people want that. But if that's the case, you're tending to all of those things with the right amount of discipline to maintain them, not just to attain them, but to maintain them. And that is the discipline. That's why I think sometimes it's better to have less, maybe just 1 yacht and 3 houses, maybe. So, and just using that as an analogy where you accumulate 5 dogs and you've done the good discipline action with the first and the second, but the next 3, you don't have enough time. Well, now you've taken on more than what you can actually follow through with, which then means you're not going to get those goals that you want. So with this individual, he only has 1 dog, so it works out well. Now, from session 2 to session 3, massive improvement, not because of my words that I said, but maybe things were more clearer and the goals that and the objectives that we wanted to hit were clear, not to run out the door, not to, you know, to come when we call him, you know, etiquette inside the house, loose leash walking, no reacting to dogs, all the general stuff that I see daily. But for all those things that happen, we need to go, well, every time we're at the door, this happens. Every time we're inside, this happens. The lead is all, and then over time, we can loosen things up. If we loosen things up too early, it doesn't work out so well. So all good things take time, and that's the patience piece, but that's also the disciplinary piece. Again, the more you accumulate, the more discipline you need to exercise. So with your training, just be mindful that your dog's teaching you to, for you to be accountable. It's like knowing what needs to be done and following up on a daily and weekly basis. And there are times where you should have some rest. There are some times where you're going to fail and not have and exercise your patience. But you have to also know, like yesterday when I was training my dog and I knew that he wasn't doing something in particular that I wanted to, and I was starting to get frustrated. Now, I could have exercised patience in that moment, but I knew I wasn't. And I knew that I may lead me down a little path to ruin a certain thing that I'm working on with Chili. So in that moment, I'm like, bah, I pulled back. I know where my limit is. And I'm like, we're going to work on that tomorrow. So that's okay too. You got to know your limits. And that is part of your discipline. Sometimes having the discipline doesn't mean going ahead and doing it regardless. You also need to know where is your limit. You're feeling a little bit unwell, the flu's coming on, your knee's a little bit twisted, and you really want to get to the gym. I really want to get there. Got to be disciplined. But then if I go there, I feel worse tomorrow. I actually get proper sick. Now I can't train for a week until I get fully better while the injury on my knee is occurring. So things to think about and to consider while interacting with your dog. What is your dog teaching you? Is your dog allowing you the space for you to exercise your patience? And not so that you can be good at your dog training and good with your relationship with your dog. Can you be better with the people around you, with the clients that you see, with your friends and your family? Patience with the fact that, and discipline with the fact that life is tough at times and that we need to push through and give it some time to come to fruition. Because I think a lot of people have that instant gratification. It's not working in the first 3 months. We're not going to do it anymore. I say maybe do it for 3 years and see if it's going to work out for you. Such a long-term thing. But it does take each step at a time to work towards it. So the clarity, and I think our dogs really help us with that, especially if you've achieved harder techniques or you've successfully gone through some behavior modification and your dog is in a better place. You feel better with your dog. Your dog feels less stressed, is more focused and reliable on the leash, not a danger to the community, all those things. That all came because of your due diligence and your practice rather than just luck and the trainer came and fixed the dog. So dogs rely on us and we need to show up. It's our responsibility to do that. And if you do dog ownership and dog training appropriately and correctly, and if you have the right dog for the situation that you're in, I really think that there's a lot of room for growth. And can you take the time out of your day to just meditate on that, to be like, what are my dogs teaching me? What am I learning from this process? Because why would you do the whole process? Yeah, you love dogs. Why do you love dogs? Why do you even have a dog? What is the purpose of your ownership of this animal? What are you trying to learn? Why are you listening to this podcast? What are you trying to learn from it? Are you trying to be better at dog training? Are you trying to be a better person? Are you trying to do both? So as much as a lot of us people that are invested in this podcast, we love our dogs, and life with your dog doesn't just encompass training systems and schedules and methods, but it also comes down to the philosophy that you're coming at it with. And I would assume most people are trying to be the best versions of themselves. Your parents and your siblings and your spouse and your kids can teach you stuff. Your friends can teach you stuff. Life in general will teach you. But are you allowing your dog to uncover some of the layers of your onion so you can get to the core of certain things? Because dogs can really help us do that. And dogs have their own agenda. They have their own instinctive drives. They have their own genetic expression through environment or through the way that they were born. So they already have an agenda. Our job is to make our training plan part of our dog's agenda. We need to condition our dog, manipulate them, however you like to see it, so that they're in control. They have this illusion of control that they're allowing and making this thing to happen. And for that to occur, you can't just force your will onto the dog or withhold certain things and just only reward behaviors that you like, because that alone won't work. Doesn't matter if you take the treats out and you've got the slip lead up high. It's your mindset of how you're approaching it and how we're getting the dog to think and act and feel a certain way. And what you want to do there is through, again, patience and discipline and the actions that you make is what's going to help you get towards those goals. So just remember, Don't say I'm not disciplined and I'm not patient, because that's just like saying I don't breathe. Well, I guess maybe breathing is not a good example because it is a subconscious act and it's not really a physical act, but it's something that you do rather than something that you are. And I think if you can just reframe those two words into your life and just look at your dog and ask and look at him, maybe like pause this now, we're almost finished anyway, but when this is done, go outside or hang out with your dog, just look at him and be like, what are you teaching me? How have I been more disciplined in your to allow you to be the best version of yourself and then in turn making me the best version of myself? And when do you exercise patience? Is it because when learning a technique or patience of the digging of the holes will stop eventually if I continue doing the things I'm doing now? Maybe I need management. Maybe I need fulfillment. Chili hasn't dug a hole in like 6 months. I'm pretty happy about that. So, and it used to really do my head in. So I finally achieved one of the goals that I want. And there's also a bunch of other goals that I haven't achieved anyway yet anyway, but I know that we're going to get there because I've had the success in the past. I know that it can happen again. That's another thing as well. So I'm going to leave it there. I hope that today's short episode has really triggered some thought and allowed you to have some introspective thought. I fully didn't say that correctly, but I think you know what I mean. Are you reflecting back into yourself to be like, how am I showing up for my dog? And in turn, how am I showing up for me and for the people that rely on me? So much love to you all. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't left us a review, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or anywhere you listen to podcasts, give us a review. Tell a friend. That always helps. Send us any message if you have any questions, a guest that you wanted to hear, that you want us to interview, or even just say hello and that you exist. I always appreciate that. Life with the Dog podcast on Instagram is probably the best place to do that. And another thing as well, really helps, if you can be bothered, screenshot what you're listening to now, whack it up on your stories and tag us. And that really helps just spread the awareness of what we're doing. And if you can help any other dogs and their dog owners, I would really appreciate that as well. So anyway, until the next episode, have an awesome day and train your dog. Thank you for listening to another episode of Life with Your Dog. Please share with your friends if you're enjoying our podcast and leave a review on Apple Podcasts to help others find the show. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook, Life with Your Dog Podcast. My name's Panos, and to keep up with my dog training adventures, tips and techniques, you can find me on Instagram at np_dog_training, my website npdogtraining.com, or my YouTube channel, Nutris Pooches.
Thanks for listening, guys. My name's Luke. If you'd like to find out more about my dog training services, you can find me at www.kizuna, that's K-I-Z-U-N-A, canine.com.au. I'm also on Instagram at kizuna canine training. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.